is Female Safety with Lisa, where we bring safety empowerment to you. I will be your host today and safety mentor as we continue to focus on important topics for women and families with helpful ways to protect and empower you to stay safe. Today, we will talk about empowering women in their physical fitness with 10 important tips to keep you healthy and safe during your gym workout. I'm so excited to have Adrielle Baldwin, or as we know her as Addie, here with me today to share her expertise in women's physical fitness. She's a certified personal trainer with over 15 years experience with a background in exercise science and owner of Vitalis Training Studio. Addie and I met a few years ago and immediately realized we had a similar mission to help empower women. Addie, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Would you please share with the listeners how you got started in your field and why physical fitness is so important to you?
Absolutely. My grandmother owned a dance studio for 50 years, so naturally wellness and movement became part of my life from day one. Physical fitness is important to me now more than ever. While 15 years ago I trained to be a better athlete and competitor, I now train to lead a healthy lifestyle for my family and for my quality of life for the rest of my life. I strongly believe that healthy is a lifestyle, not a fad, not a quick fix. It's about sustainability. So in short, I empower others to live healthy lifestyles by finding ways to make healthy their normal.
I love that, as I know many of us, including myself, may be on a roller coaster health kick, on then off and then back on again. I'm so excited to learn how to make it a part of our normal day to remain consistent. So let's get started with some of those tips.
All right, here we go. Number one. Healthy women create healthy around them. Have you ever heard of the airplane example, Lisa?
No, actually, I haven't, Addie, so please share.
So you're on the airplane. If the cabin loses pressure, oxygen masks will fall from above. You are to place yours on yourself before trying to help others. The same guideline remains true when it comes to fitness. In fact, self-care isn't always about the mani-pedis, shopping sprees, and wine, although I love all three. Choosing a healthy lifestyle, one where we take the time to work out, is the epitome of self-care. Number two, the next step is recover and recharge. Studies have shown that women's brains need more time to recover in their daily routine. On average, we have more hectic, irregular schedules, our bodies go through more hormonal changes, and we are simply wired different. We think more intuitively and often multitask, which can make it difficult for us to fall asleep. When possible, we can be actionable in improving our sleep hygiene by creating an evening routine for our family, kids, avoiding large meals and use of electronics too close to bedtime, and maintaining a clean bedroom so that we feel comfortable to relax and look forward to winding down.
So what you're saying, Addie, is rest is essential to our physical and well-being. I know many of us have so much going on that we are often restless at night and can't turn off our brain as it's still running a marathon. I actually love the idea of putting away our electronics. I know I'm guilty of that, so I'm going to start that myself. So what are some of the other tips?
Number three, fuel. It's no secret that nutrition and hydration are keys to success in the weight room. One of the biggest mistakes I see women make when starting a new fitness routine is that they deprive their bodies during the very time they should be maintaining and possibly increasing the caloric intake total. I recommend a 10-day food log to instead highlight where we can look at portions, holes in macronutrients, and piggyback healthier habits to existing habits. Also, sometimes we are finding opportunities to simply establish consistent meal times where working women and busy moms often skip.
I believe that many people, including myself, would be surprised when they actually look back at their food log as a real eye-opener for them, as until you see it on paper, you don't realize what or quantity you have actually consumed.
Absolutely. The next tip is number four, gut health. Poor gut health is often the driver of chronic illness stemmed from inflammation in the gut. Particularly for women, gut health plays an important part in metabolism, weight management, and hormonal regulation. So, optimizing and healing your gut will allow for balanced hormones and a healthy metabolism.
So, Addie, would taking a probiotic like I do every day or eating yogurt be some ways of helping with gut health?
Absolutely. Fermented foods, too. If our listeners are interested in learning more about their own gut health, I highly recommend working with a gut health specialist for GI mapping. It's amazing how our gut microbiome can affect us, and it helps us to know exactly where we're deficient. This brings us to number 5. Avoid excessive HIIT or boot camp style workouts, which can cause the cortisol creep, where the brain begins to send stress, flood secretions, and cause the sympathetic nervous system to activate a fight or flight response. As a result, it can affect performance, raise the chance of injury or illness, and result in more body fat being stored.
So can you give an example of a HIIT workout? Like, for example, I do the 7-minute workout, and would that fall into that category?
Yes. HIIT stands for High Intensity Interval Training, very similar to SIT or SIT, sprint interval training, like the 7-minute workout. Essentially, these workouts can be desirable because they are time efficient and provide the capacity for us to reach a metabolic state. I am personally a fan of these workouts when alternated with slower weight training days. So, if the stimulus or the workout is providing desired results, I say keep on keeping on. However, if the stimulus is not quite getting you where you'd like to be, it may be an area where we should lessen the dosage. This brings us to number 6. Strong is sexy, lift heavy. We've all heard that muscle weighs more than fat, and it's true. We need to challenge ourselves, but it's normal to wonder how much is too much, how much is not enough. So Lisa, if I write 3 sets of 12 reps on your program, what's your first question before picking up a dumbbell?
So what weight should I use?
Right. My answer as a trainer is usually, I don't know. Let's see. We need to create a proportionate window for progression, and this is how we do it. We're first looking for a weight that allows you to succeed, meaning achieve all given reps in the first set, no more, no less. Then, using that initial weight, we're going to be okay with failure or fatigue in the subsequent sets number 2 and 3. If you are consistent, you will be able to complete all 3 sets in about 2 or 3 weeks, and at that time, you can increase your weights by 5 to 10 pounds. So, while this is only one method of finding appropriate weights for the client, it is my favorite for beginners because it helps them feel out and take ownership of each set.
Addie, I love that tip, as many of us are so confused about, is it higher reps, lower weights, or heavy weights with lower reps? Okay, let's keep going on with a few more tips.
Okay, number 7, save time and prevent injury. A solid personal trainer will take into account your goals, medical background, and preferences. From here, the trainer will combine their expertise with intake assessments such as body composition, performance tests, and movement screens to establish a baseline for objective, measurable progress and make exercise selections specific to your body. At the end of the day, your trainer should carry a goal of creating independent users, which means the trainer should be teaching you the whys and the hows so that you can eventually utilize the gym safely and effectively without their direct supervision. Number 8, keep your goals SMART. That is specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. Gone are the days where tone up is enough. We're going to take 5 minutes to write down your why for living healthy in the first place. Then write down 1 to 2 short-term or 30-day goals, 1 to 2 midterm or 90-day goals, and 1 to 2 long-term or 1-year goals using that SMART method. Keep them on a sticky note in your bathroom mirror and love yourself enough to follow through. You are worth it.
Ladies, did you hear that? Love yourself enough and put yourself first up there on the front burner. A stove has 2 burners, 1 for you and 1 for your family. You have to be healthy first and strong to take care of your family too.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. This brings us to number 9. Strong women empower women. Behavior change is hard enough. We need to lift each other up always, especially in the gym. One of my favorite moments as a trainer is when I get to witness a vetted client encourage a new client in their earliest wins. It's a great reminder that we all had a first day in the gym. We've all started somewhere. The support and acceptance of other women has the power to cultivate a positive gym atmosphere. If you have a girlfriend or a family member who can join you, studies show that adherence rates may increase up to 50%. So be the reason another female sticks with it.
I completely agree with women empowering each other and being kind to each other, as it's tough enough out there and always great to know that other women support you and your efforts. Okay, let's wrap it up with the last tip, Addie.
All right, last but not least, number 10. Never underestimate the power of a bomb outfit and the perfect playlist. As a female athlete, I never understood how getting ready for the gym could boost my confidence and overall performance. I used to throw my hair up in a messy bun, put on a faded gymnastics hoodie, and get after it, which worked until I got a little older. It wasn't until I had my son and felt self-consciousness about my own body for the first time that I realized my preparedness can improve my motivation before, during, and after my workout. Bonus points if you pack your gym bag the day before. As a busy mom myself, one less thing to remember means I'm more likely to go.
Addie, what awesome and very helpful tips for women to help improve their physical fitness and well-being and get most prepared to hit that workout in the gym. Now that wraps up our empowerment segment for today. And I would like to thank you, Addie, for sharing this important information. Her website is www.vitalistrainingstudio.com. Let me spell that. V-I-T-A-L-I-S trainingstudio.com. Thank you for tuning in to this Fearless Female Safety segment with me, Lisa, your host and safety mentor. If you found this information to be helpful, please share it with other women and families. I look forward to connecting with you again on our next Fearless Female Safety live stream segment on the first Friday of the month at noon, as we continue to bring safety empowerment to you. For more safety information, my website is www.fearlessfemale.net. Today and past safety segments are archived and can be found on the WXEDFM.com under Archive Shows, in the Marianne Shaner folder, then under Fearless, and today's segment under Fearless and Addie. Thanks to Valentina for the music. There's no stopping me now. Have a blessed day. Be fearless. Be empowered. And always be safe. Till next time.